Number one, toe rises. Kick your shoes off. Now, place your feet parallel and 3 inches apart. Place the fingertips of both hands on the table in front of you. That's for balance only. Rise slowly up on your toes now and down. This exercise strengthens your feet and lower leg muscles. It improves walking and helps prevent fatigue and leg cramps. We will do 5. Ready? Up, 2, 3, 4, and down, 2, 3, 4. Up, 2, 3, 4, down, 2, 3, 4. Up a little faster, up, 2, down, 2, up, 2, down, 2. Once more, up, 2, down, 2, and rest. Number 2 is the heel cord stretch. Step back a foot from the table, take the same parallel stance and the same fingertip top touch on the table for balance. Now, keeping your heels tight to the floor, they don't come off. They should be like they were stuck with glue. Bend your knees as far as they will go without lifting the heels from the floor. You will have a tendency to stick your seat out back, a little as though you were preparing to sit down. Don't. As you bend your knees, you should keep that seat pushed forward. If you are doing it correctly, it will be right over your heels. Now straighten your legs. All right, now bend them again and hold that position. From this position, you are going to do short bounces, a little as though you were posting on a horse's trot. You never fully straighten the legs. You will feel the strain at the front of the ankle and at the backs of the heels. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, and straighten. This exercise stretches the muscles at the back of your lower leg and strengthens the muscle in front of the lower leg called the anterior tibialis. That's the muscle we will be concerned with if you have flat feet. And it also strengthens the muscles in the thighs called the quadriceps. They are the muscles that control your knee action. Naturally, this exercise helps in walking and in balance. Let's do 2 sets of bounces. 8 bounces to a set. Ready? Now bend the knees a little bit and ready, go. Bounce, and 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Stop. Now shake each leg a little just to rest them. Stand up and shake them. Number 3, the mouse trap. Place your feet close together so they touch each other. Keep your knees straight and roll your feet onto their outside edges. At the same time, curl your toes. This positioning of your feet forms a little trap in which a small mouse could sit. Be sure your toes are touching. Check on your heels. They should be closed at both ends. Now, roll the feet back to the starting position flat. This exercise works for foot strength and flexibility and improves both walking and balance. We will do 4. Ready? Roll out, curl your toes, see that your heels are touching and your toes, and flatten. Roll out and curl, tighten very tight, and flatten. And roll out and hold tight, and flatten, and one more. Roll out and flatten. Number 4, the hot penny. Start with feet parallel and flat on the floor. This time your whole foot is glued to the floor, but your toes are free. Not only that, but under each toe, there is a hot penny, which is very uncomfortable. Keeping the feet glued down flat on the floor, lift up your toes as high as you can. Get right off those hot pennies. Lower. Now repeat. Way up. Hold them up. And down. This exercise strengthens the muscles in the toes, insteps, and lower leg. That's the anterior tibialis again. It too helps with balance, walking, and even endurance. Let's do 4. Right, up and down. Pull the toes up and down. And up and down and up. Hold them there for a minute. Hold, 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 and down. You can do this one no matter where, even when you're sitting down. Now, to show you how exercises can be done in combination once you have learned them, let's combine the mousetrap with the hot penny. Start with your feet close together. Now roll onto the outside edges and check to see that the front doors and the toes is closed and the back door, the heels. Okay, flatten, curl hard, out again, and flatten. That was the mousetrap, remember? Now without changing your feet, do the hot penny. Lift all your toes up high and flatten. Now the mousetrap. Roll out and flatten. Now pick up the hot penny. Up and flatten. Mousetrap once more. Roll out and flatten. And the penny once more. Up toes and flatten. Good. Relax. Number 5, edging. One more for those feet which are so important to you. Stand back 2 feet from the table with your feet together. If you're tall, stand back a little further. Grasp the edge of the table firmly with both hands. Now the table becomes an assisting equipment. This time your hands are not just balancers. They will serve to keep your upper body still. Once more your feet are flat to the floor, this time even the toes. Now bend your knees just a little. Be sure your heels stay down. Imagine that I am standing right next to you on the right, and you want to get my attention, but you are forbidden to use anything but your knees. Push both knees to the right as if to nudge me, keeping them close together. Roll both feet way over on their right edges so that your knees will reach even further. Now, without straightening the knees, try to nudge an imaginary me way over on the left side. Roll over on the sides, the left edges of your feet. Now try the right once more. Way over, push way over. Don't move your body. Upper body stay still. And the left again. Remember, don't move anything else. Your upper body should stay just as still as possible. The hands will hold them there. Straighten a minute to rest. This exercise gives strength and flexibility to the foot muscles and strength to the knees and thighs. Ready to do four. Push way over to the right and hold, and way over to the left and hold. Watch your shoulders. Way over to the right and hold, and the left and hold. Now, we have worked your feet, and we move on up the body toward the thighs and the knees. Number six, the leg spread knee bends. The title tells you that you are going to bend your knees and that your legs will be spread. Stand quite close to the table and rest your hands for balance. Spread your legs rather wide, but not so far that you are uncomfortable. Turn your feet out so that they point on the clock to 10 minutes past 10. Bend your knees, but see that they too take the 10 past 10 angle. If you let them go to 5 past 11 and fall in, you will find that you have rolled over onto the insides of your feet. That's called pronation, and it isn't good. So force those knees out and keep your heels flat on the floor. Stand up straight. Now bend. Push the knees way out. Check your angles and stand up. This exercise stretches the heel cords and the inner thigh muscles. If you have inner thigh flab, this is for you. It also stretches thighs and knees. Let's do four. Ready? Push the knees out. Bend down, not too far, and straighten. Straighten the legs. Tighten everything. And bend. And straighten. When you straighten, tighten all down your leg. And bend. Get your seat in. And up. And bend. And up. Number seven, the leg spread alternate knee bends. The title tells you that your legs must be spread, so take the same position as before, with flat feet on the floor, toes pointed to 10 past 10, and hands on the table for balance. Bend only the right knee to the 2 o'clock position. Keep the other knee absolutely straight and stiff. Don't bend anything else either. Your body should be as straight as though you'd swallowed a flagpole. Now straighten that right leg so that you are in the starting position. While you are there, stand straight and tall with your shoulders relaxed, your chest up. Next, bend the left knee. Be sure it points in the 10 o'clock direction. Keep the other leg stiff and straight. Return to the starting position. This exercise works for leg strength, coordination, and better standing posture. When you are in the straight standing position, try to tighten the muscles all through your body from the seat muscles, called gluteals, through the abdominals, and right down through the thighs. Remember, they are called the quadriceps. Let's do four. Right knee bend and straighten. Tighten everything. Left knee bend and straighten. Tighten everything. Right knee bend and straighten. Tighten everything. And left knee bend and straighten. Tighten again. Relax. Number eight. Leg spread, bent knee, shift. That title tells you that you are still stuck in that spread leg position, and also that you will still be bending your knees. The new thing is the shift. Get set with your feet wide apart, toes at 10 past 10, and hands resting on the table. Bend the right knee as before, and be sure that the left one is straight, and that the rest of your body is straight. Now imagine that there is a very low, very splintery roof, not more than an inch above your head. The object is to get you to the other side so that your left knee will be bent and the right one straight. But if you straighten, you'll get a scalp full of splinters. Okay, staying safe and low, shift your body from the bent right leg over to the left leg, but stay low. Straighten the right leg now that you're over on the left. Now back again to the right, and once more to the left. Straighten up and rest. This is a true thigh strengthener, and when you work the thighs this way, you also work the knees, which in turn improves walking and eventually running. Let's do four. Now start over to the right. Get down low. Right side. Now stay low and shift way over to the left. And back to the right side. Stay low. And over to the left. Don't bend your body. Keep it straight. Let the knees do the bending. Okay, number nine. Hip side-to-side swings. Stand back a foot from the table and get a good grip on the edge with wide spread hands. This time, your palms face the table with your fingers under the table and your thumbs resting on top. Those hands are there to control the upper part of your body, which must stay absolutely still. Next, spread your legs as before with the toes pointing to 10 past 10. Those feet, too, are stuck fast, and your legs are wearing splints to keep them straight. What's left that isn't stuck? It's your pelvis area. That can still move from side to side, and be sure it's side to side. Get set in the starting position. Now, I take hold of the outside seam of your shorts, right by the pocket of the right side, and I pull over to the right. Remember now, your arms are stiff, your shoulders can't even shrug, let alone move, your feet are stiff, your legs are in splints from hip to floor, your feet are glued down fast to the floor. Move only your pelvis and hips as far to the right as you can. Now, I have a friend on your other side who pulls on the left seam of your shorts, and that whole mid area moves over there. Now, let's try that to a beat. Right side, left side. Right side, left side. You'll feel this at your waist. It's good for slimming. You'll feel it under your seat and in the hip joints. It reduces the fatty areas and gives the lateral or side-to-side flexibility which you need very badly to prevent falls caused by poor balance. Let's do a few of those, but let's add a little diversion. Instead of going from side to side in a steady rhythm, let's jazz it up a little. The rhythm will sound like this. The right side, the left side, one, two, three. Or right side, left side, right, left, right. Okay, ready for four. Start with the right. Right side, left side, right, left, right. And the left, and the right, left, right, left. Keep your legs straight. Right side, left, right, left, right. And the left, and the right, then left, right, left. Good. Number 10, the waist twist. You've just learned how to separate out the middle of yourself from the upper and lower parts. Now you are going to separate the upper half from the lower. This is done at the waist. Step close to the table so that your lower body is pressing against it, feet apart as usual. The lower part of you is now the anchor. It can't move at all or in any manner, so forget that half. Next, put the backs of your fingers under your chin and raise your elbows until they are about even with your shoulders. Finally, push your fingers forward until they are 6 inches in front of your chin. And now, pull your hands away from each other until your fingertips are about 6 inches apart. Now we are ready to do the exercise. It is the upper body that is about to move. Your whole upper half should be one like one of these little swivel toys that twist left and right. Twist your upper body back to the right, leading with your right elbow. The left elbow and hand will follow along the leader. Comes right along. Now, let the left elbow lead as you pull and twist to the left. Pull the elbow way back to the left. Follow right along. Twist. Now, the right follows right along after the left. Be sure that only the top of you is twisting. Rest your arms a moment. Drop them to your side. Shake them a little. Shake your shoulders. This waist twist is not only a great waist slimmer, but will make you more agile, less tense, and much less tired. You should do it every time you get a chance throughout the day. Ready? Let's do to the right. Get your arms up, hands up, shoulder level. Ready to the right. We'll start and we'll do eight. Right side twist, left twist, right and left. Pull the elbows back. Right side, pull the left elbow back. Right elbow back, left. Fine. Number 11, the hip twist. Apply exactly the same principle to the lower half of your body as you have to the upper. With the feet spread, stand back 6 inches from the table. Grasp the table firmly with spread hands and lock the upper body still. Now your shoulders can't move. The hips and pelvis will twist from side to side. Now remember, before you slid from side to side, but now they're going to twist, and this is different. Twisting is not the same as from sliding from side to side. Think what a washcloth looks like when it's being twisted. That's what your hips are supposed to do. This is the same area we worked in number 9 when we did that hip side to side swings. Just remember that this time there's no side movement, but you are like a round sort of a merry-go-round horse on a pole. You must stay in one place. The horse can only go up and down on his pole. You can only twist on yours. Now first twist the lower body to the right. Way around. Now the left. It is very hard to do this slowly, but when you have a rhythm going, the momentum will twist you easily. This exercise works the hips, the thighs, and the waist. Ready? Let's do this a little quickly. Right and left and right and left and twist. 2, 3, 4. Twist hard. 2, 3, 4, and rest. Number 12, the knee to chest. We worked our way up the body until now we find ourselves at the all-important abdominals and back muscles. Step back 2 feet from the table, 3 if you are big, and even a little further if you are very big indeed. This time, put your feet together, but spread the hands wide and place the palms flat on the table. Standing on the left foot, bend your right knee and bring it as close to your chest as possible. You may be in such poor shape that you can get it just off the floor, but it's a start. Bring it up as far as you can and hold while I talk. This exercise is strengthening your abdominals, keep holding, and thighs, and stretching your back muscles. Okay, put it down. Now lift the other bent knee in the same way and hold it while I talk. This is really one of the most important exercises of all and should be done at desk and sink and work table often throughout the day. Fine, put it down. Now let's do that one just a little faster and to rhythm. Right knee lift and hold and put it down. Left knee lift and hold and put it down. Right knee lift and hold. Get it up there, come on. And down, and the left knee up, hold it up there, and down. Let me show you something else. A change in pace can make a different exercise at once. Let's do those lifts to a fast beat. Ready, right, it'll go like right and left and right and left. Ready, right, lift, down, left, lift, down, right, lift, down, left, lift. That can't go very high, but you get at least get a rhythm in there. Number 13, knee bends. Knees are terribly important to you. If you step off a step you didn't know was there, or stepped up where you expected to find another stair and found nothing, it is your knees that catch you, or blunder you into a painful fall. One of the most efficient ways to strengthen knees is the knee bend, but you may not be in shape even for one. That's all right. We'll start you with help. Step back 2 feet from the table, feet parallel and touching. That means that your knees too will be touching each other. This is very important because one acts to protect the other. Get a good grip on the table and don't let go. First, rise up on your toes. That would be on the count of one. On two, lower yourself down into a full knee bend or as far down as you can go. Your seat should be just an inch or two away from your heels. If you are afraid to go all the way down, don't. Just go a little. After a few weeks, you will find you can manage the whole distance. Now come back slowly up to the toe rise position. Now if you're pretty good at this, try to keep your back straight during the whole maneuver. That's much harder. Also, the less pressure and help you get from your hands on the table, the harder you will be working. All right, let's start. Flat feet, go up on the toes. Up, two, now down at the deep knee bend, all the way down, 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 and right up to tiptoes, stand up there way up high, and now go back to flat heels. Stand a second, let's do another one. Way up on your toes, and down into the deep knee bend, keep your back straight, down, 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 hold it there, and come up again, use your hands if you have to, stand on your toes, and back to flat feet. Number 14, lazy push-ups. If the table isn't solid and heavy, push it against the wall so that it can't slip away from you. Now step quite a ways back from the table and lay your palms flat on the tabletop, about a shoulder width apart. Hook your thumbs around the edge so that you can't slip. Start with your arms absolutely straight and your body leaning toward the table like one of those farmhouse cellar doors. Your feet should be about a foot apart with the toes pointing straight forward. Now bend your arms very slowly so that you slowly lower your chest toward the table. Go only as far down as you can without losing control of the descent. Then go back up again. Keep the rest of your body like a ramrod. Try too to keep your heels from coming off the floor as much as possible. Sooner or later they will, but your effort to resist will stretch the backs of your legs. This exercise improves shoulder, back, chest, and arm strength. It relieves shoulder tension and improves the bust line. Let's do two. Get all set. Feet back, feet parallel, feet toes pointing forward, arms, thumbs hooked under the table, ready to go. Keep your body straight. Down, close apart as you can. 2, 3, 4, and up. 2, 3, 4, down again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and up. 2, 3, and hold. Number 15, the back and hamstring stretch. You know where your back is, and unless I miss my guess, it's tight. Your hamstrings are the muscles in the back of the leg that run down just from under your buttocks to your heels. They, too, are tension areas, and the more you sit, the shorter they become. Tight muscles are never safe muscles because they cannot give up contraction, and should you fall or jerk quickly, too often they tear, strain, and pain. This is the first time you cut loose from the table. Stand well away from it, spread your legs quite wide, and clasp your hands behind your back. Now, keeping your head well up, point your nose at the ceiling, push your chest way out in front, and lean forward from the hips until your back is like a flat table. By this time, you will feel the pull right behind your knees and thighs. That means you're working the hamstrings. Now, let that upper body bounce downward while keeping it flat, the back flat like a table and your head up. Let's do 8 short bounces. Bounce, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Fine. Keep your knees straight the whole time. Next, allow your whole upper body to droop forward and down like a flower in a vase that didn't get any water. Just hang loose, but keep the knees straight. Use the same bounce system as before. This will work to stretch your back muscles. Let's do 8. 1, 2, 3. Let loose. 5, 6, 7, 8. Now stand up. Now combine the 2 8. First the hands behind your back with your head up, and then 8 in the drooping position. Ready to go. Head up. Back straight and bounce, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now drop down loose, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Be loose, 7, 8. Number 16, sit backs. Sit down on the floor with legs together and stretched out in front of you. Now bend your knees and keep your feet flat on the floor and together. Clasp your hands in front of your knees. Next, keeping your fingers securely locked, lean your body backwards until your arms are straight and your back very, very round. You will feel the floor hard against that bony part of your pelvis called the sacrum. Stay there a minute until it is perhaps a little uncomfortable so that you know from now on where it is. Now straighten up again. Sit very straight. Try to make your spine so straight it feels as though it's even bending a little forward. Good. Now make your neck as long as you can. Stretch it. Now point your nose up toward the ceiling. Open your mouth to make it easier. Now hold that position. Hang on. Suffer a little bit till various parts of you begin to tire. Then you will know that you are working your arms and you stretch your back straight. You are working all the muscles in your midriff section as they too try to hold that back straight. You are working your shoulders and the back of your neck, and your neck is being stretched in front. Good. Now relax and keeping your hands clasped tight, lean back again on the sacrum. This time round your back even further. Push really round. Now drop your head as far as it will go so that you're still rounder. All down your back from top to bottom. Be sure you have leaned back to the full arm stretch. Now let's do 4. Sit up first, stay straight as a start. Okay, push back, round, drop your head, pull in your abdominals, round your back, and now straighten, get your head up, point your nose up, open your mouth, and now round again, drop your head right down in your chest, push your back way out, tighten your abdominals, and straighten your arms, and now straighten up, head up to the ceiling, open your mouth, point your nose up, and down again, round the back, hold it, tighten, make everything round, and straighten your back, straighten your neck, head up, and one more, round the back, way out, get right back on your back. And now straighten up, nose to the ceiling, and relax. Number 17, half rollouts. A full rollout would happen if you simply rolled over backwards. And it is really easier to do than a half rollout, but it has a catch to it. You have to roll up again. So before you have that kind of abdominal strength, you only go halfway down. That is so you only have to come halfway back up. Start with your legs together and stretched way out straight in front of you. Now round your back and let your upper body slump forward as though your posture were dreadful. Now let your head drop down and hang. Place one hand on each knee. Sit that way a bit so that you'll feel where the stretch is taking place. First you will feel it in your neck and in your spine and at the shoulder level. Little by little you will feel it all down your back. Next, staying in that head drooped round back position, start to roll slowly backward. Now if your abdominals are very weak, you won't be able to go back very far without danger of tipping over backward. Tipping won't hurt you as long as you keep your chin on your chest. But that's not the object. You want to roll out as far as you dare and then hang there. That's the miserable part, just hanging. Now roll slowly up to finish the roll-up. Sit as straight as you can with your chest poked out in front and head up. Do that abdominal strengthening back stretching exercise again. First, droop your head, round your back and hang there. Now roll slowly out to the end of what you know you can hold. Hang there, hang, and now roll back up. Straighten your back, get your chest out in front, head up, hold that position, get a long, proud head, neck. Let's do one more. Round it goes, round, round, head down, and up and straighten. Number 18, head and shoulder raise. Now let's attack this abdominal problem from the other direction. Lie down comfortably on the floor. Stretch right out with your hands on the floor at the sides. First, lift your head up off the floor and point your nose straight at your toes. Hold it there. Hang on. Pretty soon your chest muscles will begin to complain, so you know you're working them. Okay, lie right back and rest a second. Now try it again. This time, when you lift your head, try also to lift a little bit of your shoulders off the floor. Just a little. Hold it. Hold it. Now you'll begin to feel strain at the back of the neck, and that's a good remedy for tension. Hang on a little longer, and now you'll feel the strain all down the abdominal wall. Great. Now lie back and rest. Let's try three. Okay, up with the head and the shoulders. Up, up, hold. And slowly down. Don't go down fast. You'll bump your head. And up, 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 up. And hold it, hold it, hold it. You're on about 4 inches off the floor. And down. And one more. Up, up, and hold, 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 hold. Suffer. Hang there. And down. 19, the full rollout. Start again in that sitting up position with your legs straight out in front of you and one hand on each knee. This is where the blanket or the overcoat or some other heavy object will help. Throw it across your ankles to hold them down. Drop your chin, round your back, keep that chin way down and your back very round, and start the roll down. Remember, if you lose control and start to fall, and incidentally it's very good practice in self-protection, just keep your back round and your chin on your chest and don't fight it. Go. Go ahead and make a fast descent. You can't hurt yourself. Ideally, you want to make that descent very slow indeed, however. The slower, the more the abdominal strength will develop. Roll, now lie there, very slowly down, 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 down. We get to the bottom, lie there. Now, collect yourself. Raise your arms to a rest stretched out on the floor above your head. Stretch them way out, then right down the floor. Now throw your arms forward very hard and sit right up. Let's try that three more times. It's not hard to learn, it's just hard to do. Okay, roll down slowly, 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 slowly. Now stretch your arms above your head and swing up. And roll out, roll out, roll your head down, back round, slowly, 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 slowly. Don't go so fast. And now stretch way out, stretch out as far as you can, and swing up hard. And roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out, roll out. Stretch the arms and wham it up. Okay, number 21, the single knee kiss. This sounds more fun than it's going to be. Lie down again and rest your arms at your sides. Now slide your feet up fairly close to your seat as you bend both knees. First, lift up your head and shoulders as you did in the head and shoulder raise. And now bring your right knee as close to touching your nose as you can. Hold it there. Fine. Now drop your head and shoulders back to rest on the floor. And now put the foot back where you got it from. Now the same thing with the other knee. First up with the head and shoulders. Now bring in the knee. Hold. Hold and relax. Let's do four. By the way, these strengthen the abdominals and they stretch your back muscles. Ready with the right knee. Into the nose. All right, put your head down and now put the foot back. In with the left knee. Into the nose or as close as you can. And put the foot head back and now the foot back. And in with the right knee. And down with the head and down with the foot. And in with the left knee. Down with the head and down with the foot. Number 22, the double knee kiss. This one is kind of nice to feel when you do it slowly and smoothly. Start lying completely stretched out, all the way out with your arms at your sides. Now, leaving your feet on the floor, start to bend your knees and drag the feet up toward your body. Slide them right along. Now, pull the knees up toward your face, just as you lift your head and shoulders off the floor. This will, of course, bring your feet off the floor, too, as they were in the single knee kiss. Now, try to touch both your knees to your face. You won't make it for a month, maybe, maybe two. But every time you try, you will be strengthening your abdominals and stretching your back. Let's do four. Stretch out. Now bring in the knees, bring them in close, up with the head, and stretch out. Rest a second. In with the knees, try to touch your nose, and stretch out. One more, into the nose, bring the knees right in, hold it there, hold it, hold it, hold it, and stretch out. One more, in with the knees to the nose, pull them in, and stretch out. Number 23, the knee to nose kick. Now we'll try a little coordination and rhythm. Prop yourself up on your elbows. Stretch your body out full length with legs straight and together. Bend your right knee on the count of one and see how close you can bring it to your nose. On the count of two, pretend there is a rope running from your foot to the ceiling and I pull up hard. Straighten that leg right up in the air. Keep the knee as close to your nose as you can stand and don't worry if the knee sounds like breakfast cereal. Everybody has that problem. On the count of three, bend the knee close to your nose again, and on four, stretch the leg out on the floor as it was when you started. Let's alternate legs for four. This helps the abdominals and also the thighs. Ready with the right leg. In and stretch up and into your nose and down the left leg. Knee to nose, up in the air, knee to nose, and back on the floor, right leg. Knee to nose one, up two, knee to nose three, down on the floor four, left leg. In and up and in and down. Number 24, the rotated crossover. That sounds like double talk, but actually it means that you are going to cross one leg over the other. The rotated part means that you are going to twist the leg that is crossing. Feel your thighs. Pinch the flesh in a large handful. If it's stiff and tender, you have that tension stuff called fibrositis. If it's soft and flabby, the muscles are weak. If it's smooth and marvelous, you will still have to exercise to keep it that way. This exercise is great for thighs. Now you start by sitting up straight with your feet out in front. Spread your arms quite wide apart and place them a little in back of you so that you can lean back comfortably on them. Now spread your legs wide. That's your starting position. Leave your left leg where it is. It's stuck to the floor. But keeping the right one straight, lift it about a foot above the floor. Now carry it across over the left leg. When the moving leg gets well over the other side of your still leg, you will find that your body is like our wrung-out washcloth. Your hand stayed still, so your upper body had to. But the crossing leg rolled you over onto your left seat, twisting the midsection beautifully. Now twist your foot so that when you touch the floor with it, it will be with your big toe. That twisted even the hip and thigh muscles. Next. Lift that right leg up again and carry it back where you got it, but don't put it down. Oh no. Twist it way out so that when you touch the floor, you do so with your little toe, or as close to that little toe touch as you can manage. Repeat this maneuver twice more. Over, cross over the leg, put the big toe down. This is the right foot you're working. Now cross that right foot back and put the little toe on the floor. Now go back over, cross the leg over, put the big toe on the floor, and now cross back and put the little toe on the floor and rest the leg. Now shift your attention to that comfortable left leg. Make the right one lie still in the spread leg position. Pick the left leg up in the air, cross it over above the still leg, and as you roll over onto the right hip, hang on there. Now twist the foot to touch the floor with a big toe. Now carry that leg back again to the starting position and touch the floor with the little toe of the left leg. Two more. Over, touch with a big toe, back with a little toe, over with a big, and back with a little. Number 25, ears to knees. Sit straight up and spread both legs wide. Now pretend they are splinted again and that the knees can't bend at all. Reach out and grasp your right ankle in your right hand. All right? So you are too stiff to reach the ankle. Grab as far down the leg as you can reach. Now slide the left hand under your splinted, stiff left knee. Now pull your upper body down toward that knee and turn your head so that if you could pull all the way down, your right ear would be resting on your right knee. It probably is a bit a way off still, and the strain makes the back and outside of your leg feel like there's a steel band in it, but it's supposed to. Let's work that leg down in eight easy bounces. Ready? One, two, three, bounce, five, six, seven, eight. Now sit up straight and rest a minute. Those hamstrings can take just so much stretch. Ready to the left. Grasp with the left hand, right hand under the knee, ready to go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Sit up straight. Now we'll do four to each side. Ready to the right. Right, two, three, four. Sit up straight. Three, now to the left. One, two, three, four. Sit up straight and now to the right. One, two, three, four. Sit up straight and now to the left. One, two, three, four. Sit up straight and rest. Number 26, head to toes. Start in the usual sitting position with legs outstretched. Now bend your knees. Next, keeping the feet touching each other, let your knees drop open. Don't hold them together and they'll fall open of their own accord. Now reach down and grasp both ankles with your hands. Get a good grip on them. This should be your position. The soles of your feet are against each other, they're facing. Your hands are grasping your ankles. Your back is round and your head is hanging. Now, the ultimate object is to pull your head down to touch your feet. Don't laugh, it can be done, and it won't take too long either. Pull down as far as you can, and now in 8 easy little bounces, try to pull a little further. Ready? Bounce and bounce and bounce and bounce and pull, 2, 3, and hold. Now sit up straight and rest a minute, and then we'll try 8 more. By then, the muscles in your hips and around the hip joints will be screaming. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Number 27, knee crosses. This is something like those leg crossovers, but easier. Start in the sitting position with legs outstretched. Now spread your arms wide and place them behind you so you can lean back comfortably on them. Now, spread your legs very wide. You're sort of sitting up, just leaning back. Now keep those legs very wide and bend your knees and let your feet slide up fairly close to your body. Think where those feet are because they must return after each effort to the same spot. You should be leaning back on straight arms, your knees wide apart and bent. Imagine that you are sitting in a chair and cross the right knee over the left. Now take it back to the starting position and cross the left knee over the right. And that wasn't hard, but you can make it harder by trying to touch your chest with your knees as you cross over. Ready for 8. Cross over with the right foot and put it down. Cross over with the left foot and put it down. Cross over with the right and put it back where you got it. The left and back, the right and back, the left and back, the right and back, and the left and back. This is another abdominal strengthener and back stretcher. Number 28, the hip lift. Start sitting as usual, legs straight out in front. First, lean back on straight arms as you did in the last exercise. Now spread the legs wide. Pretend there is a rope fastened to the front of your shorts, and it pulls straight up to the ceiling. Now keep your legs absolutely stiff and straight, your arms stiff and straight. The rope pulls up, and up goes the whole pelvic area. Tip your head back. It will help to hold you in that slanted position. Hold. Stay up there. Hold, hold, and slowly down. This should have hurt in the hips as well as in the abdominals. Now, this is a great strengthener for both the abdominals and the legs. And you'll find that since it hurts in your back, it's working there, too. Let's do 2. And up, 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 and hold it, hold it, hold it, head back. And now sit down again. Rest a second. Put your head up where it belongs. Now, up again. Tip your head back. Get your chest, up with the pelvis. Hold it up, and down. Rest a second. You'll need it after that one. Number 29, the tummy table. This one is a Lulu. And the only consolation is it does just about everything for everything. Start sitting with the legs stretched out in front. Spread your arms wide as usual. Lean back on them. Now spread your legs very wide. Bend your knees, but keep them really wide apart. That same rope is attached to your shorts. Your feet are up close to your seat. Your knees are bent and wide apart. Now this time, when the rope pulls you up toward the ceiling, your body from shoulders to knees should be flat as a table. Try it. Get up there. Get that tummy way up in the air. Get it flat. Don't let the table sag in the middle. Push it up and go down. Drop down. Sit down again. All right, up again. Way up. Flat table. Drop your head back to give it a little bit of ease. Hold it up there. Hang on. Hang on. And sit down. One more. Up with the tummy. Get it flat. Get it flat. Drop your head back. And slowly down. Let's do one more. And up, 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 up. Hold it, hold it, hold it, and sit down. Exercise number 31, the angry cat and the old horse. You may want to use a rug or a bath mat to protect knees that aren't used to crawling around on the floor. They do toughen up eventually, but that's no reason to be miserable now. Get down on your hands and knees, arch your back up as high as you can, and at the same time drop your head and let it hang. Keep your arms very stiff and straight. Now hold that position and pull your abdominals in for all you are worth. You should feel as if there were less tummy. Feel that area with your hand and be sure. Now relax and let your back fall in as though a 300-pounder had just sat right in the middle of it. Watch those arms. They will want to bend, but don't. Keep them absolutely straight. Okay, go up with the back, down with the head so it's nice and round. Pull in the abdominals hard. Now relax and let the back sag and bring your head up. Let's do 4. Arch the back and fall in. And arch the back up, head is down, and fall in, head is up. And arch the back way up, way up, way up, drop your head, and fall in, your head comes up. Watch your arms, and up with the back, down with your head, and fall in, bring your head up. Don't let your elbows bend. This works for spine flexibility and for more abdominal strength. Number 32, prone arm and leg lifts. We'll give those knees a rest for a moment and lie down flat. Stretch your arms straight out in front of you on the floor. Now, without rolling your chest at all, lift your right arm high off the floor, high as you can, and put it down. If you are round-shouldered, it won't come off very much. And if you are using a guide dog, this is the exercise that will prevent the harness from rounding your back. If you are using a cane, it will clear up some of the shoulder tension. Now lift up the left arm. Keep the arm straight. Don't roll on your chest. Lift it up and put it down. Let's do eight. Ready with the right. Up and down. Left. Up and down. Don't roll your chest. Up, right arm, down. And left and down. And up, right, down. Left, up, down. And the right, up, down. And the left, up, down. Now shift the action to your legs. Lift the right leg first. Keep it straight. Lift it just off the floor. And now put it down. Next, the left one. Up, hold it up, and down. Don't be such a hurry to drop it back to the floor. The slower you work, the better will be the job. Let's do eight. Right leg up first. Up with the right leg and down. Up with the left leg and down. Up with the right leg and down. Up left and down. And right and down. Keep your knees straight. Up left and down. Up right and down. And up left and down. By this time, you've been through a lot of exercises and they aren't a new idea for you anymore. So let's try something new, something that takes coordination. Lift the right arm and the left leg. Get them up there. Figure out which is which now. Now put them down. Now lift the left arm and the right leg. Okay? Now put it down. Now the right arm, left leg, down. Left arm, right leg, down. Right arm, left leg, down. Left arm, right leg, down. These exercises strengthen the upper and lower back, and they stretch the chest muscles. Number 33, the crib rock. When babies in their cribs are bored, they sometimes do what I call the crib rock. Get on your hands and knees. Now push your seat back until you can almost touch it to your heels. Now push your whole body forward until your nose is out in front of your hands. Lean forward. Now sit back on your heels and go forward with your head out above, forward of, ahead of your hands. Your hands remain rooted to the spot while you push to a good rhythm, back and forth. If the baby really gets forceful with this, he can push the crib clear across the nursery. Are you ready? Get your hands a little bit ahead of yourself for balance. Ready? And sit back and thrust forward. Back and forward and back. Don't bend your arms. Forward. Sit back and forward. Hold it a minute. Do you find, are you got your toes curled under there? Straighten your feet out so that your feet rest on your insteps. One of the first things to go on people that are tight and tense are those instep muscles. If you reach back and can slide your hands under your ankles and find a big space there and you feel it's very, very much of a pull when you're trying to put your foot flat, you have to stretch this area, and you do that with your hands. Just when you have time, take and stretch your foot right back. Take the toes and bend them right back quite often to try and stretch this area. Let's do four more of those crib rocks. Go back on your heels and forward with your head ahead of your hands, and back and forward and back and forward and back and forward. Number 34, spread lifts. Down flat again to rest your knees. Now, as if those leg lifts two exercises back weren't bad enough, here are worse ones. Lying flat, spread your legs good and wide. Now place your hands on a level with your shoulders on the floor, flat hands, palms. Now spread them out until they're about 3 feet apart. That means they're quite a bit out beyond your shoulders. Keep your right leg straight and spread and lift it about a foot off the floor. 6 inches will do. If you can make it a foot, do so. Now put it down. You will feel it in the hip and thigh, which is where the exercise is working. Now lift the left leg. Get it up. Hold it up there for a second and down. Don't let the legs come together. Keeping them apart is what's good for you. Now ready for the up, down for eight. Right leg first. Up and down, left. Up and down, right. Up and down, left. Up and down. Now let me show you how you can make it much worse. Instead of going up and down, hold it up there. Right up and hold and down. Left up and hold and down. Number 35, the thread needle. You'll be glad of this one. It changes everything. Get up on your hands and knees. Even changing positions is still exercise, however, and a good exercise at that. So stop groaning every time you change. As a matter of fact, go ahead and groan. Even that's an exercise. The thread needle is a little complicated, but we will take it easy, and you are ready, starting out on all fours. Leave your left hand rooted to the floor, but put your right hand on your stomach as though it hurt. Now move that right hand a little further out to the left side, nearer where your heart is ticking. Now push it still further until it's way out on your ribs. Now you are in the starting position. Take a good look at yourself. You're on two knees and one hand. Those are on the floor. The other hand is holding onto the ribs on the outside left of your body. Pretend there now are burglars in the cellar. But before you call the cops, you want to be sure you're not imagining things. Lean down and put your right ear on the floor. Be sure it's the right one. To do that, you'll have to bend your left arm a little. That's the first move. Next, it's burglars all right. Straighten up that left arm to the starting position and let go of your aching ribs and swing that right arm out to the right side and right on up until it points to the ceiling. Follow its direction with your nose as well. That's the whole thing. Now that twisted your upper body from way up under left to way up right. Let's do four with the right arm and four with the left. This is great for shoulder tension, round backs, waist slipping, slimming, pot bellies. All ready? Get your right hand ready underneath you and twist way down. Put your ear on the floor and listen for the Indians in the cellar. Now swing that right arm back and point up at the ceiling. Follow it with your nose and down with the right ear on the floor. Put the hand way under your body and up with the right hand. Point it to the ceiling and down. Put your ear on the floor. Get way twisted under and up to the ceiling and down with the right ear on the floor if you can make it, or near the floor if you can't, and up. Now change hands. Put the right hand down and put the left hand underneath you and put your left ear on the floor and up in the air and down. Put your left ear on the floor with the left hand way over on the right ribs and up. Point to the ceiling with the left hand and down. Twist under. Put your left ear on the floor and up to the ceiling. Follow your hand with your nose and twist down. Put your ear on the floor. That's the left ear on the floor, and the left hand is way out to the right side, and up again. Touch the ceiling or point to it. Fine. Number 36, the leg lift to the side. This is fairly easy. Lie down on your right side and curl your right arm under your head. Now rest your head on it. Place the left hand on the floor in front of you to keep you from rolling over. Straighten your body straight out so that there's no bend, no curve. You look like the proverbial arrow. Since you are on your side, your left leg is on top of the right. Keep it absolutely straight. Now be sure you're not bent anywhere. Now lift it up toward the ceiling. Lower it to rest where it was. Let's repeat four times. Raise the leg up and hold it, and down. And up with the left leg, and down. And up, and down, and up, and down. Now, give your body a gentle push backwards with your left hand and allow yourself just to roll over on your back. Lie there for a moment, completely relaxed. Don't move anything. Try to feel like a rag doll. Okay, now gather yourself together and continue that roll until you are over on your left side. Pillow your head on your curled left arm. Now place the right hand in front of you on the floor. That will bring your right leg on top of the left. Before you start, check to see that you look straight as the arrow. No bends anywhere. Now lift the right leg toward the ceiling, keep it straight, and lower it onto the left. Even point your toes a little bit. And up, and down, and up, and down, and up, and down. Number 37, the side knee bend. Do that roll thing again by giving a gentle push with your right hand. Roll right over on your back. Don't be tense when you do it. Learn to let go and roll. This is a form of self-preservation. Relax there on your back for a few seconds. Now continue the roll until you are back lying on your right side, straight as an arrow. Right arm curled under your head and the left on the floor in front of you. All ready? Lift your left leg just a little way above the right. Keep it straight. Now, bend your knee as far up as you can. Bring it up toward your chest. Straighten the leg, but don't put it down to rest. Keep it out in the air just above the right leg. Let's do four. Bend the knee and extend. And in and extend. In and extend. In and extend. Roll over onto your back, relax a moment. continue on and get ready for the knee bends on the other side. By the way, it's your pelvis that really makes you move into that roll. Don't try lifting it up and switching it around. Just let it push over. Lift the right leg a little above the other, ready for four knee bends. Bring it in and out, up to the chest and extend. The chest and extend, chest and extend. Rest the leg and roll back onto your other side. Don't stop on your back this time, just keep on rolling to the other side. Number 38, leg circles. You are going to lie there on your side as before. Start by moving the left leg forward. Now carry it up and over the top and back around to make a circle. Now rest a moment, rest the leg. All these exercises are working the muscles that control sidestepping, which is essential to balance and something you need very much. It is the lack of these muscles that make people walk old. Ready for four circles with the left foot, and when you have completed the four, don't take a breather, but roll fast onto the other side and start at once to do four on that side. When those are complete, roll back fast and repeat, and finish up by rolling once more to do four on the left side. Get all set. Think what you're going to do. Four circles, roll. Four circles, roll back. Four circles, roll, and four circles, and roll back, so that you will finish where you started. If you get lost in mid-roll, just lie there and rest until we finish. Ready on your right side? And circle, and circle, and circle, and circle, and roll over. Circle, and the right leg circles, forward, up, back, and forward, up, back, and roll over. Circle, and circle, make big circles. Circle, keep the knees straight. Circle and roll, and circle, and circle, and circle, and circle, and rest. Number 39, three bikes. Now that you are all worn out and dizzy besides, we go for a bike ride. Lie back with your head resting on the floor and your arms at your side. Bike riding is something that used to be every child's right, but now with the increase in traffic and the decrease in safe play space, it is rapidly disappearing. I think you know what the motion is, however, but let's run through it anyway. Bring both knees to your chest as close as you can. Now straighten the right leg so that it points to the ceiling. Keep the left knee bent and don't move it. Next, bring the right knee back to the rest position above your chest and straighten the left. Now bring the left in and straighten the right. Bring the right in and straighten the left. Keep it there a second. This change both legs' positions at the same time. Thus, you will bring the left one in and straighten the right simultaneously. Ready? Change, hold it. Now again, change, hold. Change once more. Now change without interruption four times. Change and change and change and change. Rest a minute, put your legs down. Now bring your legs to rest on the floor all the way. To turn those motions into a biking motion, the feet should go in small circles as they change, circles on the same line as the leg. However, if you think that this is beyond you, just use the changes instead of the circles. They produce practically the same thing anyway. Ready for eight. Get the right leg ready and out and the left one in. And circle, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Now drop your feet to the floor and rest a moment. Because your legs were above your hips, gravity did not have quite the chance it will have to work against you in the next bike position. Prop yourself up on your elbows. Now it is impossible to get your legs overhead. You will have to bike out in front. It doesn't matter how high you lift your legs, just don't let them touch the floor. Ready for eight, and bike and circle, three, four, five, six, stretch the legs long. Take a big breath. Here we go for eight more. Circle, two, three, four, stretch your legs as far as they can go each time. The last bike position is a dilly, and unless you're in fairly good shape, give yourself some time before you try it. Prop yourself up on your elbows again, and glue the elbows to the floor. They are not to leave it, either one. Start with the bike motion you just did with the legs thrusting forward and do four. Circle, 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 circle. Now, bring your knees in close to your chest and hold them still a moment. Roll your weight over to the left by tipping your knees to the left. You will find that you are sitting on the left side of your left seat. Now, do eight tipsy bike circles. Ready? One, two, stay over. Four, five, six, seven, eight. Next, roll right over to the right hip by tipping your knees to the right. Do eight in that tipped position. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Now roll back to the starting position and finish with eight normal bike circles out in front. One and two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, and rest. You've earned it. Number 40, the spine down stretch. You've had this before in your correctives. Way back in the beginning, remember when you took the SOAS test, you were given that corrective? I'll do it again here so that we can incorporate it into your movement vocabulary. It is a very important exercise because it not only strengthens the hip flexors, but the abdominals as well, and helps mightily with sway back. Lie down on your back with legs outstretched and arms at your side. Bend your knees and pull the legs up so that the knees are above your chest with feet off the floor. Now straighten your legs so that they point straight up to the ceiling and are at right angles to the rest of your body. Check to see that your spine is tight to the floor. Now relax and return to the knee-bent position. This time, when you extend your legs, try to lower them just a bit nearer the floor. One thing, don't let that spine come off the floor. Bring them back to the rest position. This time, when you extend them, lower the legs as far as you possibly can, but without letting the spine come up. That's the most important part. When you have found your limit, we will do four. When you work with music, that's the angle you want to go out on. Ready? Now go down only as far as you can with the spine on the floor. Extend. Out with the legs and come in. And out with the legs and come in. Check your spine. Out with the legs. Keep those straight legs now. And bend and come in. And out with the legs and come in. Number 41. Side rolls. These are going to be easy. You've already done something like side rolls when you rolled from side to side in the leg lift exercise. Now, however, you are going to work for arm coordination. Lie on your right side, straight as that arrow. The last time, you curled your right arm under your head. This time, stretch it out on the floor above your head. It becomes the arrowhead to you, the arrow. Place the left hand firmly in front of your chest. With a single strong push to initiate your move, roll over onto your left side all the way. Don't stop in the middle. Go way over. As you roll, extend your left hand overhead so that when you arrive on your left side, the left arm is stretched above you on the floor. Another arrowhead. While the right is planted firmly in front of your chest to control your balance at the end of the roll and for the push-off as you roll back. Ready now, but before you push, think what you're going to do. You are going to push with the right hand and start your roll, and in transit, stretch that right hand above your head on the floor, and then catch yourself with the left hand, which in transit you will pull in close to your body. Go. Roll right over and hold. Now, come back again, but before you do, think what you're going to do. You will push off with the left hand and immediately stretch it overhead. The right one that is now stretched will be pulled in close to your body to catch and control you when you arrive on your left side. Ready? Roll. Good. Now let's do four. Get set. Think what you're going to do and roll. Hold it. Hold it. Ready? Think. And roll back. Hold it. Think what you're going to do. And roll. Hold it there. Hold it there. Get all set. And roll back. Number 42, side curls. After you have the coordination for the side rolls down pretty well, add curls. Start on your right side with your right arm extended on the floor above your head and your left flat on the floor in front of your chest. There is one difference this time. Your knees are pulled up and bent so that you are curled up like a little child in bed. As you push off this time, try it with me now slowly. As you push off, straighten your body completely so that as you reach your back in mid-roll, you are completely straight. You start from the curl position, and when you land on your back, you're completely straight, and your hands are then passing each other. Hold it right there. Your legs are straight, your once extended right hand is almost to your chest, and the push-off left hand is almost straight overhead. Continue the finish. Finish the roll. Now curl up on your left side. Do one slow one back the other way. First push off, Straighten your legs at once, roll onto your back, change your hands, the right one goes overhead, the left one comes in. Now keep going and curl up in a finish on your right side with the left hand on the floor in front of your chest and the right one stretched overhead. You should try many of these slowly, and when you have them, try the tempo. Ready to start? Extend, roll, curl up, and rest. Extend, roll, curl up, and rest. Again, extend, roll, curl up, rest. Extend, roll, curl up, rest. Number 55 I call the turtle. And never mind, the name is silly and the way I explain it is silly, but it works. Now you are standing on a little dock, a 2-foot square little dock, and it's in a big sea of mud. And on the right side of that dock is a big fat turtle, and there's another big fat turtle on the left side, and there's one right in front of you, and there's one right in back of you. And your job is to keep those four turtles where they are. Every time one gets up to walk away, and they do it very rhythmically, you squish them back in the mud. Now stand with your right left foot, leave it right on the dock, and with the right foot, that big right turtle is trying to get out of the way. So just push him in the mud. So step on his squish and right back on the dock. Now the left turtle is beginning to move. So put your foot on the back of the turtle and just go squish. Now you don't put all your weight on it because then you'd go right in with the turtle. And you don't put too little on because you never get him down in the mud. So remember, it has to be a real squish step. All right, try the right one. Right and back on the dock. Left and back on the dock. Right and back on the dock. Left and back on the dock. Okay, now the right foot, the turtle in front of you, has to be stepped on with the right foot this time. So step on him, squish him, and come right back on the dock. The one that's in back of you, you step on with the left foot. Turn the left foot a little bit out for balance, and step back and squish, and come back on the dock. Okay, right foot forward, forward and back on the dock. Left and back on the dock. Forward and. You keep your knees slightly bent as you push down. You never would push a turtle in the mud with a straight leg. It's got to be bent. You have to figure that this mud is going to resist you somewhat. Or try right and left first. Right and back on the dock, and left and back on the dock. Now forward with the right foot. Forward and back on the dock, left and back on the dock. Now this may take some time because coordination is concerned here, and changes of weight. And this is the thing we are after with you, to be able to change your weight quickly, to be agile. Now we'll start with music, and if at first you don't get it, don't worry about it, but just keep stepping on turtles and back on the dock, and after a while you'll get the rhythm. Everybody walks differently, and a lot of their character shows in the way they walk. People who are energetic walk with quite brisk steps. People who are rather heavy in their thinking usually plod along. And people who are clumsy walk one way, and people who are graceful walk another, and some people mince. Everybody walks differently. What you want to walk is efficiently and to look well. Anybody that walks on two lines, that's sort of a duck waddle, you know, they rock from side to side, this looks very unattractive. And if they walk pigeon-toed with the toes turned in, they look like they're immature forever and a day. And I have yet to see someone who was pigeon-toed who wasn't immature, grown up or not. And when they're standing cute, you know, at 3 years of age with their toes turned in, they look nice. When they're 33, they look ridiculous. Now, what you want to do is walk on a tightrope. You have a tightrope right down the hall or right across the room. Put your foot, the right foot, on the tightrope and turn your foot out. Obviously, if you have your foot straight forward, you'll fall off easier, so turn it out. Now, put the left foot in front of that foot on the tightrope. Turn the toe out and be sure that the foot is right in front. You can feel the back of your left thigh is against the front of the right thigh. Now step forward on the right foot on that tightrope. Always keep the foot out. Now supposing you want to step back. Step back on the left foot and turn that foot out. This keeps your balance. If you put it off to the side, it doesn't look right. Be sure it's right behind. Now bring the right foot back. Now the same walk that looks wonderful, turn out. Let's make look ridiculous by turning, let's turn it way in, the opposite of, like pigeon toes. Turn both feet in until the toes are together and the heels are way out left and right. Now walk in little mincing steps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You'll feel this in the anterior tibialis. This is excellent for those muscles. Now turn the foot out so that they're going east and west. The toes are right down, completely out to the side. And now bend the knees. Now walk forward again. 1, 2, 3, 4. And walk back. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we're going to combine those three. Ready to go with music, and it will be slow and a little bit fast. Try to keep your toes turned out and try to keep going on a straight line. Listen to the music to direct you. Exercise number 57. A lot of dance is exercise, and a lot of exercise is dance. And this is one case where it's perfectly obvious that the exercise that you are using to increase the flexibility and strength of your feet and your legs is also dance rhythm. And it's fun to do it that way. The only reason I don't mention dance usually is because some people think dance, I can't do that. Anybody can. It's just rhythm. That's all it is, rhythm and exercise. In this set of exercises, you have definitely a dance rhythm. Try this. Step on the left foot, step on the right foot, step on the left foot, and leave it there. Now, step on the right foot, step on the left foot, step on the right foot, and leave it there. The rhythm will sound like this. Left, right, left. Right, left, right. Let's try it. Left, right, left. Right, left, right. Step, step, stop. Step, step, stop. Now first we do it in place, then we'll do it forward and backwards. Now in this exercise set, we have three turtles. You're standing on the dock, then you have a turtle on the right, and that turtle has a turtle to the right of him, and there's one more turtle. So step on the dock first. Now step on the first turtle with your right foot. Now with your left foot, step over that turtle and step on the middle turtle, and then with the right foot, step on the far out turtle. And lean way out because you want to take the weight off of that left foot. Now step back on the left foot, on the middle turtle, cross over and step on the turtle that's next to the dock, and now step back on the dock. Let's try that slowly. First turtle, cross over second turtle, stand on the third turtle. Now step on the middle turtle, get back on the first turtle, and back on the dock. Now if you take that in rhythm, it's right, cross, right. Then it's left, cross, left. Now we're only on the right side of this dock. Now let's go. Right, cross, stop, and left, cross, stop, and the right, cross, stop, and the left, cross, stop. Now let's try that to music. Exercise 58 concerns itself with that enemy of yours, tension and fibrositis, the shoulders and the thighs. Reach back with both hands and place your hands on the back of your neck and feel if it's thick and lumpy there. It doesn't even have to have bumps in it, it just has to be tight. Try to pinch the flesh and see if it comes off easily, and when you have it in your hands, there shouldn't be more than, at the very most, a quarter of an inch. If it's thick and hard, you have the fibrositis. Now, take both hands and pinch this area. It'll hurt, never mind. It has to. You have to break up those tough, thick, shortened fibers. Just about 30 seconds twice a day, try to loosen that stuff that has gotten hard. Now take one hand and reach across so that you can get at the back of the left shoulder. Take the right hand, reach over and try to pinch that. Now take the left hand and reach over to the right. Now slide your hand down the back of the arm and pinch that. Well, the whole hand should do it. Flat hand, just pinch it loose for about 5 seconds. Now the other side, on the right side, pinch it loose. Now, this is the one that's worst. Reach down and take the flesh of the top of the thigh and pinch that. If that hurts, you have fibrositis there, and most people do. Not men as much as women. But tighten that. Pinch it tight. That's not muscle, by all means. Tighten it. Break it. Be mean to it. The only way you'll get rid of it is to do exactly that. Now, the shoulder exercises that you should do often throughout the day, we've done them several times, but I want to remind you again, pull the shoulders up to the ears as high as you can. Cover your ears up. Now, let the arms go down and try to grow a long neck. See how long you can make it. Now, bring the shoulders all the way forward, make your back very round. And now, press the shoulders back so your chest comes way, way up. Push them way, way back. And now, drop loose and wiggle your shoulders loose. First one up and then the other one. That's so that it relaxes. Try it once more. First, up as hard as you can go. Then down, then forward, then back, then wiggle them. Now stand on the left foot. This will work the thigh. Stand on the left foot and turn the right foot all the way in. Twist it way, way in. You'll feel that up in your waist if you're twisting the leg far enough in. Now twist it all the way out as far as you can go. Twist in and twist out. And now the other side, twist in and twist out. And here we go with the music. Exercise number 59. There are more difficult ways to walk than just to walk, and the more you use difficult things, the easier become the everyday things. These are going to be knee lifts. For instance, lift your right knee up and put it down. Lift your left knee up and put it down. This works the quadriceps. Now, walk like a wooden doll. Put your feet a little bit apart. You have splints as though on both legs. Now walk forward. Now, those legs are stiff. You can't bend them. So walk. It's more like a rock walk. Now, the goose step was used by the German army because it developed tremendous muscles in the forward leg. Step forward on the right foot and bring the left leg forward straight and point your toe. Now, step down on the left foot and bring the right foot forward and point that toe. And step on the right foot and stretch the left leg out and point the toe. And the leg comes up absolutely straight. You don't use the knee. Now, bend the knees a little bit. Just bend it and walk straight ahead. But be sure that your feet go straight forward. This is the time you do not turn them out. Walk straight forward. Now, in that knee bend position, let the upper part of your body fall forward and down, and get down as low as you can. See if you can drag your fingers on the floor. That'll help with balance, and it will also stretch your heel cords, something awful, and this is very good for you because the more stretch you can get in the backs of your legs, the more graceful your walk is going to be. Now we try it with music. Exercise number 60, a walk free. This is where you practice swinging your walk as best you can. Whatever space you have, if you have a lot of space, use every bit of it. If you have a smaller space, you have to go forward and back. Since we can't tell what you have to be the judge and use it accordingly. When you walk, stretch right out and take those big steps. Now, try walking with a tiny bounce. Get up on your toes. You walk along and you bounce and you bounce and you bounce and you bounce and on the toes so that the foot, it don't stay stiff on the toe. Let the foot work so it bounce and bounce and bounce with each one. Now try no bounce with a 1-2-3 hold. We've done it before. 1-2-3 hold. 1-2-3 hold. Now, one thing more with this 1-2-3 hold. Let's change it to step, close, step. Step to the right and bring the left foot close to the left, to the right, and stay there. And now step once more to the right. Now step back on the left and bring the right foot close to the left one and step on the left. Ready? Right, close, step. Left, close, step. This is going to the side. And again, to the side helps you with your lateral balance. Now, one thing more that we had before, the hip wag, feet wide apart. Sit your seat over to the left and the seat over to the right, and one and a two and a swing back and forth. Now bend your knees and make this hip wag with the knees. The knees go and your seat goes and your knees bend too. The seat goes from side to side, but the knees also bend. Always before we have not let the knees go. This time we do. Seat goes to the right, the knees go to the right. Seat goes to the left, the knees go to the left. All right, now to music and enjoy this one. When you come to the end of the exercise program, especially later when you get good and the exercises get tougher and you begin to perspire, you don't just sit down and quit. You do something that cools you off. That is something that slows down the pace, lets your circulation return to normal, your heart sort of quiet down, and the muscles to relax. They've been probably, when you exercise hard, they're tighter, and they've been contracted, and so they're tired. So you do a slow and easy exercise that slows the whole business down. That's the absolute opposite, or it's the same sort of thing, as the warm-up. Remember, we did the warm-ups at the beginning to get the muscles ready to work. Now we slow them down. Number 61 is very easy. It's just a matter of using the rhythm to sway and sway from side to side. Now sway, put your feet well apart and sway to the right side. Now turn the body all the way to the right as far as you can. Your head, your upper body, everything. Now sway back and go to the left and turn the upper body all the way to the left. Now that's one of them. Now step, close, and turn. Step to the right, close, and turn the body around. Now step, close, and turn the body to the left. That's the same thing, only with a step in it. Now put the right foot forward and the left foot back. Turn the left foot out and turn the right foot out. Now we rock forward and back. We've been rocking side to side all the time. Let's try one forward and bend the knees and go back. Put the weight on the left foot and bend both knees and go forward. Put the weight on the right foot and back. And now put your feet apart and we'll have the sway again to the side, and this time with arm swings. Let both arms go to the right and both to the left and both to the right and both to the left. Ready with number 61. The end. Recorded in the Talking Book Studios of American Foundation for the Blind, Incorporated, March 1964. Read by Bonnie Pruden.